rent that he pays.
But we were talking about how many certified mechanics.
We are. We are. I'm just trying to put it in simpler terms because there's much more to my lease that makes it of value.
Okay. Like, for instance, if it doesn't say you have to have a certified mechanic, and then our minimum standards say you have to have 5 certified mechanics all week, then that, or 5 days, whatever it says, then that makes your lease much more valuable than one that's more restrictive.
If it's transferable.
If it could, yeah, and that would be the county. If I was to sell you my business, then if the county felt that you could continue my business, they would probably approve you. Now, Jim may argue that and say, no, we want you to sign a whole new lease agreement and come up the standards. So, for example, if I'm required to have $250,000 in insurance, and Jim wants them to have $25 million worth of insurance, okay, then him buying my lease is very high value because his operating costs just went way down. Mm-hmm. If Jim makes him have $25 million worth of insurance, he may say, I'm not taking this business. All of a sudden, my business, the value of selling my business is zero. So I'm going to try to sell my business.
So you have no equity in your business. Your business basically is worth something.
So that's something that's out of my control.
But I think it's written so that if you sell your business,
it's subject to
your grandfather. You keep whatever.
Is it?
Well,
if Sussex Aero Maintenance is performing that service and you have that lease, doesn't matter who owns Sussex Aero Maintenance, you're subject to that lease and
with those 10 items.
Right.
And we're not supposed to talk about 1.2, but unless it's considered not minimal.
I don't think we're going to get anywhere on this until we do talk about 1.2. So I'm going to make a motion that we table this until the next meeting and we have a chance to talk about 1.2.
Second.
Okay. So the next item is next meeting date?
January 23rd.
Which would be January 25th. Which I would like to move since that's my wife's birthday and I'm going to be out of town. But that's for selfish reasons. But that's going to really add a 1.2 dilemma.
Well, and if Larry's not here, got to have a plan B. I don't think we're dead in the water without solving the 1.2.
I think we are. Until we resolve 1.2.
Well, it's up to the committee. But
would it behoove us to have the attorney here?
Does the county want to
pay for that so that these questions can be answered authoritatively instead of going around?
I think we'd rather work this out amongst ourselves than get. Once you get lawyers involved, I've always found it to be a mess.
Which is what we've done.
Well, we self-inflicted so far.
Yeah.
And I think if we can get 1.2 worked out, what is the advisory committee's feelings, then the county attorney's going to advise what his feelings are. Jim's going to advise from the airport manager what his feelings are, which I'm not so sure.
I don't think it's the best use of county money to have an attorney sitting here while we debate this. Debate things takes a while, and we thoroughly discuss the issue. And I don't think that's the best use of county money to have an attorney sitting here to listen to that. But I think we should continue our internal debate, and then maybe in the future we have the attorney sit in. In my opinion,
or he gets the result of our discussion.
I have sent things out in the past explaining the purpose of minimum standards, the FAA policies, etc. Do I need to send those out again? Do you guys all have them someplace that you can review them before next time?
I think we know the purpose.
I've got that. I don't have any problems with that.
I think there's some confusion. I recommend you go back and read.